Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es auf es, Perik Vav. Again, Mishnah or Bereisa Ches. Rabbi Shimon ben Benassi, Oymer, Rabbi Shimon ben Benassi says, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Hanoi, beauty, Vakayach, strength, Vaisher, wealth, Vakavet, honor, Vachachma, wisdom. Vazakena, Vahaseva, old age, and not just some old age, a ripe old age. Rabbonim and children, Noile Tzadikim. It's nice for tzaddikim, v'nala oilam, and it's fitting for the world. You see, each of these seven things can be used for good or for bad. So a tzaddik uses them to serve Hashem and to help others. A rasha uses it for opposite reasons. How do we know this? Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ateres tiferes. Ateres is a crown, the crown of beauty. Seva is ripe old age. V'derech tzedakah timatzi, it'll be found in the path of tzedakah, in the path of righteousness. So crown, says Rashi, refers to being rich, splendor to beauty. And the pasuk also mentions ripe old age. And it says found in the path of righteousness. That teaches us that these qualities are fitting for tzaddikim. The Yomir in the pasuk says, Ateres chachamim ashram. The crown of the wise is their wealth. Here too, crown is a symbol for money. The Yomir in the pasuk says, Ateres zekeinim b'nei banim. The crown of elders is grandchildren. V'teferes banim avaisam. And the glory of children is their parents. All these psukim are coming around to show how the seven things, noi, kayach, oisher, kavet, chachma, zikna, seva, and banim, are good for tzaddikim, are good for people that use it for the right things. Now, in a practical sense, what we would like to say is, Rabbeinu Shalom, can you please give me noi and kayach and oisher and kavet and chachma, and want to get to be old in a ripe old age and have a beautiful family? So if you want that tefillah to work, we have to say, and Hashem, and I'm going to use it for the right thing, so I have to be a tzaddik, so I have to prove I'm a tzaddik. Vayter v'yomer, the pasuk says to Pharis, Bacharim kaicham, the splendor of youth is their strength. V'hadar zekeinim seva, and the glory of elders is ripe old age. It also refers to knowledge of Torah, zaken ezesha kana chachma, Rashi says. V'yomer, the pasuk says, v'chafra halavana, the moon is going to be embarrassed. And the sun will be ashamed. For Hashem will be king over Har Tzion and in Yerushalayim. The neged zekein of kavod, and there will be honor for his elders. So what's going on over here? So I don't understand. Why would the sun and the moon be so embarrassed? This pasuk is talking about the Yemais HaMashiach. And the sun and the moon won't be so bright anymore. Their light is going to be nothing compared to the light of Hashem's kavod and the honor that will be as Hashem will be mashpia his kavod on the tzaddikim. So we see how good honor is for tzaddikim, for the zakenim. The Mishnah concludes by saying that Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, says, Elu sheva midos, these seven midos, shemanu chacham le tzaddikim, that Chazal listed as a gift for the tzaddikim, Kilam Neskaimu b'Rebbe Ibonov. They were all found by Rebbe and his sons. Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who put together the Mishnais. So in other words, Rabbi Shimon Manasseh is saying, look at Rebbe and his children, and you'll see clearly this Mishnah. They had all these seven qualities. Noi, Koyach, Oisher, Kavet, Chachma, Zikna, Seva, and Bonim, and they take use it for the right things. The Sefer Ruach Chaim says, you know, you take the number zero. It means nothing. Another zero, twice nothing, 10 times zero, 10 times nothing, 1,000 times zero, 1,000 times nothing. But you put a one in front of that zero, whoa, each zero goes 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, billion, quadrillion. That's what it means, nola tzaddikim, all these things. You put a tzaddik in front of all of this, and there is unparalleled bracha that is to follow. Every person, says the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, from the day he's born, has a shayosh, a root, and a chelik, b'teres Hashem. We're all given a chelik in Torah. That chelik in Torah is divided over the days of our lives. The Kadosh Baruch Hu knows how long we're going to live. In every single day, another chelik of that Torah shines. Every single day is different. Every single day it's harder to learn for different reasons. You're a different person, you get older, things change. Even every hour is different, says the Avodas Yisrael. The Torah that is given to us is compared to tachshitim, to jewelry that is given to a kala. The jewelry that the kala wears makes her look nicer. So imagine we create beautiful flowers and jewelry. The kala never bothers to put them on. And we come in and it's wandering all over the place. That's what we had before, the comparison to Nezim Zov Ba'af, the Isha Yafa with a sour taste. Throughout our lives, it's all planned out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us so much. We have to make the statement that we're willing to put it on.